618 days after learning of his indictment in a billing fraud scheme, former McLean County Board Chair Matt Sorensen faced the music. In a federal courtroom on the 18th floor of a Chicago high-rise, Sorensen was sentenced for his role in a billing fraud scheme that targeted his former employer, State Farm Insurance. GLT's Ryan Dunham was in the courtroom and is here to unpack the case and the sentence.
So first, a little background on the case itself. So Matt Sorensen was working as an internal consultant at State Farm, and he and a co-defendant, Navdeep Arora, were accused of basically coming up with a phony billing scheme to defraud State Farm out of hundreds of thousands of dollars over a period of several years. Sorensen had already pleaded guilty to one count of wire fraud in the case back when he was indicted last year. So in court yesterday, he and his lawyer were making the case for leniency to the judge. Ultimately, he was sentenced to a year and a day in federal prison, plus paying a portion of almost $500,000 in restitution to a consulting firm called McKinsey, as well as he received a year of supervised release, basically parole, after he's out of prison.
How did he try to make the case for leniency? What did Sorensen and his lawyer say?
Well, Sorensen and his lawyer tried two, three, four different strategies in court yesterday during the sentencing hearing. Matt Sorensen addressed the judge and actually started by blaming his co-defendant in the case. That's Navdeep Arora. He talked about how they had a very deep friendship dating back to the 1990s, and Sorensen was attracted to Arora because he was successful at his job. Arora worked for this McKinsey consulting firm. It's the largest consulting firm in the world. It was doing business with State Farm. Sorensen and he struck up a friendship that was a long-lasting friendship. But Sorensen said that Arora lied to him and said Arora lied about having a child who had cystic fibrosis and lied about coming from an orphan background and had this kind of sob story that endeared him to Sorensen. And Sorensen took a liking to him and they built that friendship. Well, that was apparently based on lies. Regardless, Sorensen ultimately admitted guilt. He told the judge he was ashamed of himself and asked for mercy. He said he's been kind of living in exile for the past year and a half since the indictments, doing a little work for a couple of companies to make a few bucks, but ultimately in exile. Meanwhile, his lawyer also spoke to the judge and made the argument that this was not a sophisticated enough scheme to warrant this, kind of a steeper sentence in the case, basically saying it was a simpler scheme and thus worthy of a lesser prison sentence. The judge ultimately rejected that.
Did the judge buy the "I was hoodwinked into this"? I mean, this is a man who's at the top of the political spectrum in McLean County, a man who is used to judging the motives of others and their perspectives, and yet he was hoodwinked by this guy?
Yeah, it gets to that question of motive, and what do we know about motive? The judge was very conflicted on trying to resolve this two totally different patterns of conduct in Sorensen's life, right? So Sorensen has a very established track record of community service and government work. At the same time, he's apparently involved with this fraud scheme at State Farm. The judge talked about how white-collar crimes like this are, pure choice crimes. There's not Sorensen didn't have any obvious financial hardship or health problems or drug addiction or anything that would have led to that obvious, moment where you kind of figure out, oh, that's why he did it. Sorensen, again, he blamed his co-defendant, said he was duped into this deep, loyal friendship. And in court yesterday, Sorensen said, quote, "he offered me a mechanism to add to my income, and I took it." Another wrinkle in the case is that the prosecution said Sorensen was already making $150,000 legally through his State Farm paycheck. And just for your knowledge, the median household income here in McLean County is like $62,000. So obviously he was making more than the average person already.
That's Digital Content Director Ryan Dunham of GLT, who was at the Dirksen Federal Courthouse in Chicago yesterday for the sentencing of former McLean County Board Chair Matt Sorensen. Thanks, Ryan.
Thank you.